If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And I don't think it's as bad as it may seem right now for the Mets. Obviously, the sweep by the Braves was bad. Losing 2 out of 3 to the Phillies hurts, but they're a game back of the Phillies in the NL East right now. So I wouldn't make a big deal about that. And I think it's just a rough stretch for this team. But to me, because of the pieces that they have in place and because of the way that they played the majority of the year, I'm not overly concerned about this bad stretch. I do want to see them play better against Atlanta. It'll be a different story if they get, you know, don't play well in these next four games. But right now, I don't think it's as bad as it seemed for the Mets.
I don't like what I see at all for the Mets. I really don't. And I think Mets fans should be worried. I think when you look at a losing streak, you could process it one of two ways. It's the cyclical nature of baseball, or it's a foreshadow of some greater issues. And right now, I think it's the latter. Because during the losing streak, everything's gone awry. Starting pitching's getting bombed, bullpen's imploding. I've always been fearful that they don't have enough length in the lineup. So that's nothing new for me. And that showed itself lately again. And I don't think they're a great defensive team. I think they're a tough team. I think they're very top heavy in terms of their offense. They got a couple stars, but I think it's also important. And maybe I'm stretching this out too much. Maybe. But I have to connect last year to this year. And I think it's important to remember, the Mets didn't win 97 or 98 games here. They didn't bludgeon the National League. They didn't just destroy. They were a story and a franchise that generated momentum as the year went on. I think they had great chemistry. I think they learned how to play, you know, clutch baseball and certainly showed that they're moving in the right direction. But they were far from dominant. And I think now the flaws that I'm seeing, they need to be fixed or the Mets are in trouble.
See, I think they have to prove themselves. That's something I was saying over the course of the weekend. It was fun at Javits Center. We get more into that as we go on here throughout the course of the day. The way the Mets have played as of late would bring doubt, right? Naturally, because they have not proven themselves the way the Yankees have, Dodgers have, Braves have, meaning over the last, you know, 2-3 decades, whatever it is. They don't have that resume to look back on. So that part of it I get. But if you just look at this baseball team in its, you know, by itself, individually, forget about last year, forget about the history, it's not as bad as it seems. Think of it, like, it can't get much worse, right? Getting swept by the Braves, losing 2 out of 3 to the Phillies, and getting embarrassed along the way. Like, these games have been largely non-competitive for the Mets, even going back to the Rays series, the way that thing fell apart. But they're a game back in the division, and they are going to get healthier in that rotation, and they do have big pieces in the lineup. So while I agree that I still need to see this team prove themselves starting tonight, like now they're in a series. Hey, the Atlanta Braves just lost 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. So it's not the big bad Braves coming to town. It's the Atlanta Braves coming to town who are far worse than the Mets are. They are still 10 games back. I mean, the Mets have lost 8 of 9. The Braves are 10 games back of them still in that division. So the Mets need to go out there and just settle things down and then get Manaea back and eventually get Senga back. I think they have all the pieces in place here. And you know that they're going to go out there and tweak this team, whether it be an outfielder, an infielder, a bullpen arm, or starting. I don't know what that's going to be, maybe multiple, but I trust in Cohen. I trust in Stearns, and I trust the stars that they have to deliver. So right now, it feels awful. They still do need to prove themselves, but I don't think it's as bad as it seems.
So the thing about that worries me about this is that it's really everything. Like, it's really everything. Now, again, I understand it's not encompassing a month. It's a week and a half, okay? Right. That's why when I started this, I said you could really process it. And the Yankees, I was still looking at it the same way, and we'll get to them more later. But a losing streak, okay, you play 162. You know, things don't always fire simultaneously. You could look bad, and you could at times look even broken. And you're not. It's a little misleading. I think because it's everything, because every element of the Mets right now seems to me less than championship worthy or championship caliber. They need a transformative trade here.
Well, see, that's why I disagree with you. I heard you talk about that on your show yesterday.
I said the same thing about the Yanks. If they don't make a trade, I don't think they have a chance to win the World Series. I just don't think they got enough, Sal.
You're talking about big trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, a Devers type. I mean, you got to go for it.
Yeah.
They're looking at this thing right now and forget. See, I don't even forget about the Braves. I agree with that. Yeah. But, I mean, the Phillies don't even have Bryce Harper right now.
Right.
Look at that lineup.
The Mets don't. Well, okay.
Look at their staff.
Before the trade stuff, I mean, they still have one of the best records in baseball. And, like I said, everything's falling apart. So I don't think the other teams are that good to where the Mets need a big trade. I thought last year they might have needed more of that trade, or there were times. Now with Lindor and Soto in that lineup, or Alonso, I don't think they need a big trade. I just think they need to round out the team a little bit. If I were to ask you, of all the elements that have been failing here, what you believe in the least for this Mets team, what would it be?
I would say the bullpen. And I would feel better about that if the offense was longer, which is why I think they need that big stick. Like, if the offense was banging, and I know what they do, top three, top four, I get that. But once you get beyond a certain point, and this is nothing new, I've said this for a while, the offense is not going to carry this team to a championship.
Well,
it's just not.
So that's the problem, because that's how they're built.
I agree. I remember you and I talking about this during the winter, hey, you know, all right, what they've done from a pitching perspective, it's impressive. Let's see, this is before the year, let's see if it translates again. And it did early, so you got to respect that. You got to believe that they're onto something. But the offense isn't so good where they can overcome too many spots that on defense I think are shaky in the bullpen. That I think there's just things that are beginning to blossom. I mean, that you're not getting length from the starters, which means the bullpen's taxed, which means there's more onus on the offense to put up 5, 6, 7 runs, and they're not doing it.
See, I don't need length from the starters. I need quality from the starters. The Mets' recipe was 5 solid, maybe 6.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
5 solid, 6 solid innings. Keep the team in the game, offense do just enough, bullpen be fine, and that's how they're going to win games. Now, is that sustainable throughout the course of the season? Right now you're seeing a rut. I don't know. Is it sustainable in the postseason? I don't know. But they also aren't healthy. So I believe the biggest reason for them struggling all of a sudden is because the pitching, which was there, is not there any longer. That doesn't mean that the offense doesn't need to do its part, because the offense has not been anywhere near what it was supposed to be. All three of those guys, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, have not clicked together at the same time at all this year. But I believe that will happen. That's why I'm not as worried about the offense as you. Now, it's mid-June. We're reaching the end of June, 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Soto's been red hot. You had Alonso where he's been red hot. Lindor's starting to pick it back up a little bit. Nimmo been okay. Maybe get Vientos back. Like, I'm not as worried about it, although we do need to see it happen. I'm not as worried about the offense. I'm more concerned with the pitching, which I also believe will be better once they get Manaea back and potentially Senga. And they have to add, you know, maybe they have to add an arm or two in the bullpen. I think every team probably could use an arm or two in the bullpen.
Yeah.
But I'm not that's why, like, this is bad. And if they get swept to Atlanta, I think it's more of a mentality. Maybe they don't have enough dogs in them, but I don't think this is as bad as the 8 of 9 has made it seem.
Listen, I got you. I just think that one of the good elements for the Mets is that there's no perfect team. That may be the Dodgers when they're right and they're healthy. They're as close as you're going to get to being perfect here. But the checklist to me is just too long to look at this team as a World Series team. It's not one thing. It's basically 4 components. Like, if you look at...
Well, it seems that way now, at least.
Understood. Yeah. And it's amplified.
Yeah,
that's why it's always worse during a losing streak. And that's why I say this, and I try to protect, or try to project the context here, but, you know, I got to tell you what's in my heart and what I've seen. And, you know, the starting pitching, you know, and I've been a Peterson fan. You know that. I kind of give him a pass. His first three innings he was dealing. He hung a couple sliders, whatever it happened.
Right, he'd be perfect every time.
No. Schwarber hits the hell out of lefties, which is an amazing stat. I don't know how he does it. But I'm not even worried about Peterson. But the starting pitching doesn't seem, for me, it's not elite. In spots, it's good, but it's not elite. Bullpen questions, defense questions, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions. You just said, well, we'll get to Alvarez, but the catching situation, big question. Defense at first base, question. Don't love the second base situation. Don't love the third base situation. Don't love left field from a defensive perspective, and I don't love center field.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Like, that's too much for me, and it's not about the losing streak, but it's too many checkpoints where I'm like, man, that just doesn't look the way a World Series team should look.
Correct. And the only reason why I would counter it is say, I could say that I love Lindor, I love Soto, I love Alonso, meaning that they have those three big bats. So starting from there is a great spot because I do think they could fill in some other spots as needed before the July 31st trade deadline. The reason about the rotation, Manaea has not thrown a pitch for them yet, and also Senga, it's promising as far as his return, well, even if it's after the All-Star break. You're still, this team could look very different in a month from now when you have Manaea and Senga in that rotation and Peterson. Now, stuff happens, but maybe that could, if they get those guys back and they stay healthy, maybe they could give Clay Holmes a little bit more of a breather, and then he comes back to being the guy that he was. Maybe you start to get some length and help the bullpen out a little bit. Maybe they get a bullpen arm or two back that could help, or in, and that could help them a little bit. So, to me, it's not barren. They're building from a place of a solid foundation with those three stars. And in my mind, at least, not needing. They don't need to go out there and get a top pitcher if Manaea and Senga
can get a bat.
I want another bat, but I don't think it needs to be a top bat because they have the other three. Obviously, the bigger, the better. I just don't think it's a necessity at this point.
Well, the Holmes thing is interesting because with Manaea coming back and eventually Senga, you know, you can rest Holmes or you can, you know, manipulate, as they've done before, six-man rotations, whatever. It just, there's, to me right now, Sal, if they were in a different spot in their development, you know, if, and I said this yesterday doing the show from the Javits Center, like, if Pete was in his mid-20s and Soto, who is in his mid-20s, and Lindor was a little younger, even though Lindor's still the stud, I'm not saying he's old.
He's looked bad defensively, by the way.
Yeah, he has a little sloppy. Yeah. A couple of balls I thought he could have gone to. I know what you're talking about there.
Seven errors now on the year?
It's up there, seven or eight. Anyway. I think Volpe's got more, but it's approaching nine, which is what Volpe has, who leads baseball. The point being, those guys, Pete might opt out. Pete might be gone. Again, Lindor's not a kid. You've got to maximize this window. This is not an elite team. This is a good team. This is a good team in a great league, the National League. They got to make a massive trade. They're not good enough right now.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jason is calling from Bergen Field, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Jay?
So, a couple things. First of all, AJ Minter going down, I feel like completely destroyed the bullpen. Right? You got a really effective lefty who's no longer there. They haven't been able to find that missing piece. That's A. B is, I can't state enough how much they miss Jesse Winker. You talk about lengthening the lineup. I feel like Winker really did a great job with helping that lineup. And you've missed him, right? A guy gets on base on the left side, you don't have him now, right? So hopefully he comes back. The last point that I wanted to make was you're talking about swinging a big trade. I would love Jarren Duran in center field. I'm curious what you think about that.
I love
anyway,
him.
Thanks, guys.
You know, I don't know if I want, I would take him. It depends on what you have to give up. But will he ever have the year that he had a year ago? Who knows? There's also some, I don't want to say issues there when you're talking about somebody's, you know, mental state. But
anxiety, right? Yeah, he had some things.
I would just worry about being maybe fragile or sensitive. And then you throw in New York on top of it. Like, I know he's playing in Boston. He's gotten used to that. But I wouldn't be opposed to it. But the Mets have to do their homework on that one. Somebody brought this up. A caller brought this up over the weekend. And he was actually asking about Mike Trout to the Yankees. I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. The Yankees have too many outfielders anyway. What about Mike Trout for the Mets? He looked pretty good against the Yanks in that series.
I think he's got 13 home runs. You know, Mike Trout to me, yeah, I mean, to answer you directly, sure.
I mean, that would be a big, at least big name, big bat potential and fits a need in center field.
Yeah, there's no question. And I think a guy like that, and I don't know for sure, I can't prove this, but I would think somebody like Mike Trout would be galvanized jumping into a pennant race here. I mean, he's had a lot of seasons where he's been obviously banked up. And his numbers have just fallen in a ridiculous historical matter from where he was to where he is.
But 227, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't run the way he used to. It is not the outfielder he used to be. There's obviously a lot of minuses, but you throw him around a Soto, Lindor, Alonso, Queen's Energy, divisional race. I mean, yeah, I would have the conversation with the Angels, sure.
Well, think about this. Duran is one name, Cedric Mullins the other.
Yep.
And if I put Mike Trout in that, would all things considered, like Duran, young player, you're probably going to have to give up more to get him. He's got high potential. Mullins, you know,
I think Mullins better fit. Contract's up.
Yeah, he's just a middle of the pack, solid veteran bat.
6'7" hitter.
But Trout is the potential, home run upside, the potential. It could also be a total bust. He could fail. I would not go nuts about that. Winker does lengthen out the lineup, but think about what the caller said, right? Winker is a bat, professional bat, that lengthens out the lineup. Those guys should be easy to find on the trade deadline. That's why I'm okay with where the Mets are at. Finding a Soto, finding a Lindor, Alonso, that's near impossible. Finding a Jesse Winker, you should be able to find a guy or two like that if needed.
Yeah, no, for sure. But the problem to me is that there are a couple of other teams out there that are in the mix with the Mets. They already have their Jesse Winker type, if you will, but they also have more than the Mets do in totality. Like, they don't have the holes. And I'm not talking about Soto and Lindor and Pete, obviously. I'm talking about the other, like, those guys are givens, you know? You're right, they haven't clicked together yet, understood. But I don't, you know, the Phillies, and they were talking about this last night on the broadcast, you know Dombrowski's making a move. Mm-hmm. You know it. I mean, every single trade deadline, so not only will they bring is it going to be a bat, going to be an arm, whatever it is, but you got Bryce Harper coming back as well. So to me, this is the time to do it. And I think we're going to learn a lot about Stearns because, you know, the way he operated in Milwaukee was one way and very effective. And now he can do this, and he's been effective here as well. But now you got the checkbook behind. There is no way that if Stearns goes to Steve Cohen and says, "Boss, hey, we're knocking on the door. You know we got some issues. I can get this guy. It's going to cost a lot. Do I have the green light?" There's no chance Cohen's saying no.
But let me ask you this. If the Mets got Rafael Devers, right, there's not going to be a bigger bat on the market than that.
No, biggest bat out there.
Okay, if they got Rafael Devers, you think that would change this losing streak the way that they've been playing?
I think it would make them so much more dangerous. Are you kidding me? Yeah, Devers is the DH? God.
Okay, do you think
you
it would
put him at third? Whatever you're going to do with him, sure.
Would it change last night? What's he get hit? Five home runs? Like, they've been getting bombarded here. So to me, it's not... They're not losing because they don't have enough in my mind. They're losing because what they had as far as the starting pitching was concerned has fallen apart for many different reasons. And the guys that they have that are good aren't doing nearly enough. So that's got to get rectified. Like, even if you went and made a big trade, if Lindor, Soto, and Alonso don't click together, if Vientos doesn't produce, or Nimmo, pick one of the guys. They don't need everybody. Mm. Alvarez, throw him in there. If those guys don't produce, in addition to those top three, if they don't get Manaea and Senga back pitching at a high level, like, they have no shot anyway. You can't just go. They can't BT. They can't go get a top starter, a top bullpen arm or two, and a big bat.
Like, no, that's a lot. How would you prioritize it right now? Like, because there's merit both ways. Like, you can say, all right, if the top three or four really click and gel together, maybe you don't need the bat. I would still say that you would, but I could see why others would say no. Or would it be the rotation? Well, if these guys click and gel, it could be a top five rotation with Manaea and Senga coming back. But what about the innings limits with home? Like, I feel like there's just...
Because of the Manaea...
Uncertainty.
Yeah, there is. But that's what happens throughout the course of a long
season.
But I
want to address that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I know, but I don't think there is a way to address that. You have to get everything in order first, and it's like, okay, well, here's what we clearly need. Right now is not the proper time to be evaluating this team because it's a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a mess. Like, you look at the lineup, oh, my God, holes there. You look at the rotation, oh, my God, holes there. Look at the bullpen, oh, my God, holes there. But that's now. In a week, 2 weeks from now. Now, look, with all this being said, they better go out there and beat the Braves. Like, there's no excuses here. I don't care who's hurt, who's not. Go beat the Braves. It's a big, big, big four-game series to get their season back on track and just stabilize a month out of the deadline and then see what you have. Come trade deadline, if Manaea is pitching in place, you say, okay, do we need another arm or are we going to rely on Senga to come back? Do we need another bat? I would still prioritize a bat. I want one more, but I don't think it needs to be I'm not going to turn it away. If it's an all-star bat, a big impact bat, but that's what I would look to do because this team should be better offensively and they just have not been.
But I also don't want to wait from a Mets perspective a couple of weeks because I think the time to strike for the deal is now. Nobody saw that Devers deal coming. The Giants were proactive. boom, you look up, they got Devers. Now, and we'll see what he does for them, you know, big picture. But I just think the longer you wait, the more desperate other teams will be and the more active they will be. I'm looking to be proactive from a Mets perspective, not reactive. I think they've got a lot of holes that I didn't anticipate being this big, and I'm not waiting 2, 3, 4 days before the deadline to address them. I'm jumping in now.